What are the expectations? First of all, let's talk about in general. If you're a Heat fan, what are your expectations? What do you feel Heat Nation expects from the Heat next year? Not what you personally do, but what Heat Nation expects from the Heat next year.
Well, let's talk about this.
I know what they think.
I know what they think. They want Dame Dollar.
Dame Dollar's coming.
And if there's somehow any chance that Barry Jackson wrote yesterday that they could get both Dame and Bradley Beal, they are all for that.
Come on.
That's what the fan base is looking at. You know who you got to give credit to? And this is why he is the godfather. He took a lot of criticism for bringing back this team again. Mm-hmm. That was one shot away last year to making the NBA Finals. Only person that wasn't returned was P.J. Tucker. And he took a lot of criticism for that, for not reshaping the team. Why run it back with the same squad? And that same squad got a step further this year.
Yes, sir.
But they don't want the same squad another
year. No.
He got strapped cash-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? They got to go. Dame Dollar and the Heat, look, it's the flirting's a little too much right now. It's like, all right, why don't y'all just get a room and get it over with? You know what I mean? Like, Dame basically knows Portland. Dame and Portland are in a weird position right now where nobody wants to be the first. Portland doesn't want to be the first to initiate, all right, let's get this trade talks going. And Dame doesn't want to be the one to initiate, I want to be traded.
But
they want the other to say, I want to be moved.
Yeah.
Or I want you to move me. That's it. Dame and Heat, it's a match made in heaven, bro. It is a match made in heaven.
Well, we'll get into the trade situations and the rumors, but the expectation is for Heat Nation, be honest, they're going to get Damian Lillard. We are going to get Damian Lillard. Heat will get Damian Lillard, and they are going to compete and be back in the NBA Finals next year, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. Is that a realistic what Heat Nation is saying right now?
No.
What are they saying?
They want Dame.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to get Dame.
They want Dame, and even with Dame, they have a... What happened?
Did you hear what I said?
No, I would say they want Dame, but they want Beal too. They want it all.
You can't have it all.
They want it all. Why not? Why can't the Heat have it all?
Because there's salary caps and there's all types of stuff going on. But I think Heat Nation legitimately right now is saying, we're going to get Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard, if you don't know who that is, and we're going to get back to the finals and we're going to let the chips fall where they may.
Now, see, Dr. Tobagi, he wants it all. Why not? Yeah,
okay. Look, can we get Joel Embiid while we're at it too? Can we get Nikola Jokic? I'm sure he saw what the Heat have, and he was like, why not jump Denver? Why not play for the Heat?
All right, Dan, I know you're trying to say let's not over-exaggerate, but let's not over-exaggerate by saying Jokic. We know Denver's not going to do that. But if there are star players that are available and there's a chance for you to get them, you see, Washington's not wanting much for Bradley Beal. They're reloaded. They're moving past from that Bradley Beal era. They're letting go Porzingis. They're letting go Beal. Yeah,
if there's a chance, that's a good let go right there.
Right. Even Porzingis' name has been mentioned with the Heat.
Mm.
Heat realized it. What they got to do? You got to have a complete team, because you're not only going against Boston. You're not going against the East. You're looking at Denver. Denver is the pinnacle right now. They're the defending. They're the champs. So they're the pinnacle. What do you need to beat Denver? What do you need?
You need somebody that can score.
You need size, and you need somebody who can score.
There's going to be some interesting things, because they're not running this team back despite the success in the postseason. The Heat have learned that's not going to work. That's not going to work. So, realistically, we'll get into it. I don't know. I don't know if you get any of the big, big names, but you might get a name.
I'll tell you a name that I would love. I mean, he's a free agent. I don't know what they have the money to get him, but I think Brook Lopez would be a great addition to the Heat.
Got
to
get him for cheap, though. He's long. I mean, I don't know.
He's kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, how much time does Jimmy have left here?
Jimmy's 33.
So you got
but
three,
in Tibbs years, he's 37.
Yep.
Mm. And when I say Tibbs years, he's played for Tom Thibodeau twice. And he's the head coach of my team. One thing you know about Tibbs, he works his players.
Yes.
And they play heavy minutes. So those minutes that he played in Chicago and Minnesota, and then you have these long playoff runs, it starts catching up on you. And that's what I think happened to him towards the end of this postseason run. I think the injuries, the toll finally got to Jimmy. And that's why he wasn't able to do it consistently. There would be these spurts, and you're like, well, Jimmy, why don't you do it for the whole game?
It's too much. It's
right now with the burden that he had, it was too much. And that's why you definitely need someone. Like, you know what they need, bro? They need somebody so that, like Dame, right? And Dame, I think everybody would say he's a clutch performer, a guy that you want the ball in his hands at the end of the game. And Jimmy will be so cool with that. Like, Jimmy would have no problem with that. Similar to the way D-Wade had to just tell LeBron, no, LeBron, this is your team, man. I'm cool, you know, being Robin to your Batman. That's what the Heat need right now. They either need a Robin to Jimmy's Batman, or they need a Batman to make Jimmy into a Robin.
Okay, we're going to jump into the trades next, but I do want to get an idea on what the expectations for the Panthers are next season. Have they figured it out? This postseason, not an anomaly. It's actually the team finally getting to where they need to be. Or will this team regress and be kind of the regular season team that we saw?
Here's the thing with the Panthers. The Panthers have given you almost the opposite spectrums of two seasons. Last year, they were the number one seed, President's Cup, and then they got bounced by Tampa Bay in the second round. This season, they were the eighth seed. I don't know how they got in. Some teams really lost to crappy teams towards the end of the season.
Was it the Pittsburgh Penguins?
They lost to the Blackhawks. They lost to Montreal. Like, Islanders, Pittsburgh, they were all messing up. But Pittsburgh lost. Panthers got in. Panthers were down 3-1 and went to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost in five. I don't know what to expect from this Panther team next season. You're going to expect them to be better.
Yeah.
But do you really want them to be, like, the best team in the league and have the president? No, I don't want – No. You don't want the President's Cup. Nobody that wins the President's Cup ever wins the Stanley Cup.
We can break that curse.
You don't want the President's Cup. You just want a consistent team, a good team, and a team that's ready to play in the playoffs. And that's what Paul Maurice was saying all this past season. I think we just should let him be and let him do his thing for next season.
I expect them to be a very good team next year, and I expect them to make another deep playoff run. I really do. They've got all the pieces there. It seems like maybe they've kind of figured some things out. Now they definitely believe in what Paul Maurice is putting in there. So I definitely think they're going to be a good team.